The Kalamazoo Concert Band has an annual holiday concert every single year in Miller Auditorium, and the concert happens to be tonight in Miller Auditorium. The concert is free to the community. The passes are available in advance through the Miller Auditorium box office or at the door. And here to talk about the Kalamazoo Concert Band's Holiday Spectacular is director Tom Evans and two of his special guest artists, both brass players, Harry and Ken Waters. Nice to have you all in the studio here this morning.
Good morning.
We're thrilled to be here.
Take a relaxing breath while I adjust all of these microphones. And there is mic four. Would you say hello, Tom?
Good morning.
That's perfect. Good morning.
Yes.
We've been counting down to this concert for a few weeks now.
Since last year. We get fired up, a whole year in advance.
Okay. Well, the Waters brothers are going to bring a whole lot of joyous jazz spirit, I would say,
and
to
lots of energy.
This concert. I understand they hail from Huntsville.
We both grew up. This is Ken Waters, by the way. I'm Harry's brother. I'm the trumpet player, and Harry's the trombonist. But we both grew up in Huntsville, Alabama, and Harry spent a lot of time in New Orleans and now lives in Washington, D.C. I live in Huntsville, where I teach college there and play studio work.
Both of you have had opportunities to play with big bands, small combos, have national television exposure, but I'm sure one of your favorite things is to play with each other as a family.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Absolutely.
Music brings people together, and when family members get to play together, that makes it so, so incredibly memorable and special.
Now, I have to tell our listeners, this is really unusual, but both brothers have their instruments out, just acclimating to the climate, I guess, right now.
We forgot to bring our CDs with us this trip. we have several CDs
out. But there are members of the rhythm section who will be bringing CDs. And they will be available, and I tell you, they are fabulous musicians.
Now, that happens when you have a live concert. You want to take home something.
That's right.
A memento.
Right.
And so that'll be good. That's tonight at Miller Auditorium. Concert's at 8 o'clock. Maybe we should let some of the music speak for itself. You want to warm up with something on
trombone? Well, we're going to do a New Orleans version of something you've probably heard before. I'll start off.
That's just live off the cuff here in our studio at WMUK with Harry and Ken Waters, who are the special guests in tonight's concert with the Kalamazoo Concert Band.
Yes.
There are so many players in your band, Tom, that are going to be fully invested in watching.
Oh, they're so excited. Oh, absolutely.
Having so many brass players yourself.
Yes, indeed.
This is one of the biggest ensembles in Kalamazoo.
Yes.
About 80.
Yeah, we might be the biggest. Now, I never thought of that, but we might be the largest ensemble in Kalamazoo.
And it's been sustained for many, many years.
Over 50 years, 57 years right now.
Well, tradition helps with that.
It does. And the annual Christmas concert is huge. It's been going on for over 20-some years. And I believe the first one we actually had Tony Bennett was our very first guest artist. This was before my time.
Wow.
But Tony Bennett this is when Tony Bennett was kind of on the B list before he shot back up recently to the A list. So that we caught him just before he went to the A list, because I'm sure we couldn't afford him today. But back, that's how we got him to come here. So Tony Bennett's been with the Kalamazoo Concert Band and many other guest artists.
Wow.
And now we can add the Water Brothers.
Well, I tell you, Ken and I are so impressed with how great the Kalamazoo Concert Band sounds. They are a professional sounding organization, and you know, we know that Kalamazoo is so proud of this band, and Tom is an incredible maestro. And we also want to have a big shout out of thanks to Christine and John Griffith for all of their efforts in hosting us.
Yes,
I'll tell you, they were instrumental, as it were. It's a pun in making all this happen. So thank you.
When did you receive the invitation to come to Kalamazoo?
It must have been. We were talking about this for over a year and a half, I think.
Yeah,
it's been a while.
Yeah,
I've had it on my calendar for about a year and a half.
Yeah. Was it recommended by John Griffith?
Yes. Well, actually, Harry, who has been here before you with
Dixieland Ramblers.
Dixieland Ramblers. This is maybe 15 years ago.
Oh, more than that.
Is it a bit more than that?
It was the last century.
It was last century.
Literally.
So he was there with that group and as our guest artist for their holiday concert. And that's when I first heard Harry play. And oh, my goodness, his playing was outstanding then. And it's even better now.
Wow. It's tonight at 8 o'clock. You know, that kind of jazzy style we just heard, I'm assuming that's kind of a trademark and that a lot of pieces on the concert tonight are going to swing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we have several tunes that are like that. And we're going to play a lot of Christmas music, but we're also going to play a couple jazz standards. They'll be thrown in there.
That's what's interesting here. You're combining with the large ensemble for those big, magnificent pieces, but you've also invited members of our own Western Jazz Quintet
to be
that rhythm section and a little harmony.
They sound terrific.
Yeah,
Tom Knivik on bass, Matthew
Friess
on piano, yeah. And Keith Hall on drums. Oh, it's the faculty group, and my goodness,
they're world class.
Yeah,
world class. They sound great. I mean, you'd be hard-pressed to find a better rhythm section anywhere. I mean, they're terrific.
Oh, absolutely.
A lot of experience there, certainly. And yeah. Isn't it great to find musicians who make each other sound good?
Yes.
And again, the musicianship of the Kalamazoo Concert Band is extraordinary. And their hospitality. We feel like we're a member of the Kalamazoo family now.
You are.
We've been treated wonderfully.
You know, Kalamazoo is always in recruitment mode, so, you know, watch out. Yes. You'll get a special offer.
I like this town.
Oh, it's a great town.
A lot of mom and pop restaurants and stuff. It's neat.
Yep, good places to eat. That's important.
Yeah.
We're talking with Ken and Harry Waters, who are on trumpet and trombone, going to be the special guest artists of the Kalamazoo Concert Band tonight at 8 o'clock in Miller Auditorium. The concert is called Holiday Spectacular. I think you've earned the title.
Oh, yes. It will be spectacular.
Bringing in guest artists from Washington, D.C. and from Alabama, as well as faculty from Western and the full, you know, 80, 90-piece Kalamazoo Concert Band.
Right.
So, Tom, take us through some of the pieces on the concert.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to open with Resplendent Glory by Rosanna Galante. And it's a really, it's actually cinematic in scope. I think even though the audience members may not be familiar with that piece, it will have an air of familiarity to them because of its cinematic quality. And then the second piece we're doing is Spanish Dance, which actually you know the pronunciation better than I. It's a 15th century Spanish Christmas carol that's seldom heard, but you know it, as it turns out. And it's pronounced...
Yeah. Ryu, Ryu, Chiu.
Thank you.
It's the first three words of the tune.
Yeah.
And we well, you know, being a classical public radio station, we have Renaissance recordings.
Right.
And that was one that caught my ear years ago as a wonderfully rhythmic.
Yeah, well, as it turns out, I've done my research, and that was actually, it's one of the more popular tunes that comes out of the Renaissance era. So, but I had true confessions. I didn't know of it until just recently. And but what a delightful work! And for your listeners, if they're interested, the Monkees from the TV band from the '60s. If you go on YouTube, you can find a clip of them singing this a cappella, and they do a wonderful job with it.
We'll take a break and listen to a recording of Ryu Ryu Chiu, and come back with Tom Evans and the Waters Brothers to keep previewing tonight's concert of a Holiday Spectacular with the Kalamazoo Concert Band. Passes are available in advance through the MillerAuditorium.com box office, or pick them up at the door tonight. That was a version of a Spanish carol arranged for concert band, and my guest here, director Tom Evans, has picked it as one of his pieces on tonight's holiday spectacular.
The number two spot.
Okay. Wow. That's, again, the Kalamazoo Concert Band at 8 o'clock tonight in Miller Auditorium. And, well, did you have a theme besides holiday spectacular? Or are you often kind of put pieces in a thread or a... Almost narrative.
Well, you know, because I knew the Waters Brothers were more or jazz oriented, I try to keep the program a little lighter. I think for to balance the second half, so there's more of a sense of continuity. Mm-hmm. So I did take that under consideration.
Well, moving on in the program,
We're doing a medley right after you hear the Spanish dance tonight, and then it's called Joyous Christmas Spirit, and our assistant conductor Brian Shutterly will lead the band through that, and it's a collection of numerous familiar Christmas carols. Then after that, we're gonna, because today is December 7th, I felt it was important that we honor that day as the day that will live on in infamy, and so we're gonna do our tribute piece called Carol of the Candle, and both Ken and Harry will be playing solos on that selection. It's a beautiful piece, and it mixes in Silent Night as well.
Did either of you end up in a military band of any kind?
Harry did.
I did. I just retired from the United States Army Blues Jazz Ensemble in Washington, D.C., and I was in the Army band up there for 22 years. It was a tremendous privilege, and one of the greatest privilege we had on a regular basis was playing in the Arlington National Cemetery for our fallen heroes, and as they were laid to rest, and we did that throughout every day of the week. We're saying goodbye to our men and women in uniform, and those who had served.
That's a profound experience, and one that must, as you repeat it on such a regular basis during times of conflict and war.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
it makes you think about youth and people whose lives were cut short, and people who gave their lives for the idea of this country, and yet you have a job to do, which is almost a good thing.
We did our best to give everyone their best send-off possible. Say goodbye as most respectfully as we could. And it spanned many generations. We were saying goodbye to folks from the greatest generation from World War II, from the Korean conflict, Vietnam, and most recently in the Middle East.
Of course. I do know that for acoustic brass players, playing in one of our military ensembles is one of the elite jobs. And you held it for 22 years.
Yes, yes.
Did you have any advice or tips or tricks for maintaining, the kind of quality you needed to maintain for that long?
Well, having the privilege to serve with musicians who are of the highest caliber, I felt like I was always trying to keep up with everyone else. But being around those folks really made you practice all the time, and they were great motivators, because you did not ever want to be the weak link in that. You wanted to bring something to the table and be part of the team every day. So everyone was and continues to be super dedicated. My wife is still in. She plays the viola. She's in charge of the U.S. Army Orchestra, and she's a master sergeant and studied viola at the Eastman School of Music, and she also double majored in piano performance. She's the one with the talent in our family. Ken is the one with the talent in my DNA family.
No.
So here's something that's half formed in my head right now, and it's about jazz music being an ambassadorial music of the United States, but also being, in its history, music that came out of African-American communities and was not embraced entirely by the rest of America until the 30s, 20s, 30s, 40s, recordings kind of allowed the crossover to happen. Also, being in the armed services, you have to maintain a kind of stiff formality at times. And the thing about jazz is it's really loose and swingy. How do you get a good jazz sound and tradition in a military setting?
Well, there's actually a unique combination in history regarding military music and classical and jazz and marching music. If you go back to pre-World War I, you have James Reese Europe, who is a remarkable African-American band leader and musician who incorporated ragtime and traditional marches into military bands.
And they actually served in World War I. They were stationed in France.
That's right. And so we grasp onto that legacy and continue that today.
Could you keep going?
Well, I mean,
James Reese Europe was a fantastic band leader who grabbed popular styles and put them in a military band setting.
Yes, he was the first African-American band leader, and he was so creative with bringing all sorts of different styles to military bands.
So he was an arranger as well?
He was an arranger. He was an arranger and a composer.
And so, I believe he was the one who inspired people like Stravinsky and Ravel and Debussy when they started doing blues and rags and tangos, because they heard Europe's band, military band, doing jazz, because many of these musicians came out of the New Orleans tradition.
That's where they got their idea of American jazz from.
Possibly. I don't want to speak in...
It's all in the same big musical pot.
Yeah.
Great.
Pretty cool.
Great. So it's a long time tradition. Mm-hmm. I was saying 1920s and 30s. It goes back way further than that. Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
And, of course, jazz in New Orleans was a direct result of the 1890 Cotton Exposition, where there was a band from Brazil who came up to New Orleans to do some concerts, and they could not afford to bring all their instruments back. So they left them in New Orleans, and a lot of these instruments, these brass instruments, were left for the schools in New Orleans. And Louis Armstrong's first trumpet was likely a result of that group of instruments being left from the Cotton Exposition.
One of the abandoned Brazilian band's instruments.
So thank you, Brazil.
That's a great anecdote. I'm with Harry Waters and Ken Waters and Tom Evans, and we're here to talk about tonight's concert by the Kalamazoo Concert Band, a holiday spectacular. I got us a little off topic, but wow.
It is fascinating.
Great history.
It's also interesting, if I may. also the roots of jazz, tying in with what Harry said, is that the rhythms of jazz really come from the percussion instruments. So these like people like Louis Armstrong and everyone else who were kids at this time who picked up these instruments, sometimes free of charge because they were left behind, they had no money for lessons. So the way they played their instruments was rather unorthodox. And so what they do what they heard were the rhythms. And so when you think about, even though it's the brass instruments are pitched, they're playing them very rhythmically, almost like percussion, but with pitch, right? So that's why that's part of the roots of jazz as well, because it was unorthodox. It was just kids were playing what they heard, in their communities, and then they just played the rhythms, drum rhythms on a pitched instrument.
Now I may be jumping way ahead in your program. I don't know where it is in the program, but I remember seeing something about a Mambo Christmas.
Oh, that's right. We are doing a Mambo Christmas, a very Mambo Christmas, yes. That's going to be in the second half of the program.
Well, since we're talking about it right now, maybe we could talk. We could hear something with a little rhythm.
You can drop that.
Okay. Keep introducing it while I cue it up for
me. Oh, well, Harry or Ken, would you like to cover that?
You go ahead.
It's a mambo.
Yeah, I'm kind of.
We wish you Merry Christmas in a mambo style. Is what it
That's
is.
That's right. You know, just thinking about West Side Story, mambo. Mambo. Well, this is a little bit slower than that, but it's the same sort of spirit.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's got a nice piano montuno section in the middle.
Oh, that's right.
It's
does.
Nice.
Yes.
It's very, it's a really cool arrangement. We enjoy playing that.
That's a terrific little spicy number for the holidays.
Yeah, we were dancing here.
That's right.
That's one of the numbers that you'll hear tonight when you come out to see the Holiday Spectacular, presented by the Kalamazoo Concert Band, with special guests, the Waters Brothers on trombone and trumpet, as well as members of the Western Jazz Quintet, Tom Kniffick, Matthew Freese, and Keith Hall on drums, who we heard earlier this morning talking to a WMU alum named Johnny Rogers on the air at 9:30.
Fantastic.
Tom, so it's all coming together, and we have about 6 minutes left before the Detroit Symphony Orchestra is due to be on the air. And goodness knows I'll have trouble juggling and keeping the math in my head. So talk a little more at the end of our time here about bringing this concert together and including these terrific soloists with the group.
Yeah, so about a year and a half ago, John and Chris Griffiths said that, you know, that because they've worked with Harry before at other community ensembles, and he said, you know, we really should get, you know, Harry and his brother Ken to come join us for the holiday concert. And I said, well, let's make it happen. So with their hard efforts and communications with the Waters brothers, it happened, and here we are. So it's going to be a hoot tonight. It's tonight at 8 o'clock. It's free. You need tickets. You can go online or go to the Miller office and call them up and reserve tickets, or just show up and just grab tickets that are there. The reason why we have tickets is because they're free, but this is for crowd control. We're going to fill the house, and so it's just a way of so, you know, people just can, you know, find a seat and without, you know, trampling everybody. So that's tonight, 8 o'clock free. And there's still tickets available, and it's going to be a hot concert.
The word free reminds me of free for all, and I know that there are some wonderful people down south who are listening to this free for all that you'd like to say hello to.
Michelle, my wife, I love you. shout out. And Mom, our mother, Judy Waters in Huntsville, Alabama, is listening. And so we have two listeners in Huntsville that are listening online right now. Judy Waters, big shout out.
We love you, Mom.
We miss you.
And I'd like to have a big shout out to my wife, Holly, and our three kids, Harry, number 5, Catherine, and Caroline. Daddy loves you.
We'll send them back to you guys in, you know, as good condition as they arrived here in Kalamazoo.
Yeah, we'll wrap them up in a bow.
And we want to, again, thank Tom Evans and the Griffiths and the fabulous Kalamazoo Concert Band and Jupiter Instruments for everything they've done to make this possible, and also the city of Kalamazoo. So thank you.
Well, you would really make my morning and our listeners' morning if you took out those horns again and serenaded us one last time to take us to this next broadcast. And any particular tune you have in mind?
We're going to do Rudolph the Red-Nosed Venison.
What do you want to do? Cha-cha?
One, two,
gentlemen, thank you so much for serenading us here, and Tom Evans for coming in and chatting about the program. It's at 8 o'clock tonight in Miller Auditorium. Full details at KalamazooConcertBand.org or through the Miller Auditorium box office. We now join the Detroit Symphony Orchestra concert live from Detroit Hall here on WMUK Kalamazoo.